and burn. Whatever happened to the Eagles? Whatever happened to the heroes? No more heroes anymore. No more heroes anymore. No more heroes anymore. No more heroes anymore.
Hello again, this is Aidan Tracy with another Arts for All programme with you until 8 o'clock. I'm afraid if you're listening tonight, you're listening on the VHF only because the medium wave band of 252 is out of action for a couple of hours until 9 o'clock. I have with me in the studio Ronan Dowley, specially made up for the occasion to tell us of some of the dates for the Waterford Arts for All play Elephants on the Moon, now currently going around the cities. Ronan, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Aidan. Well, I'd just like to tell anybody who's listening that our play, The Elephants on the Moon, by the Arts for All Theatre Group, will be appearing tonight in Hillview. And if there's anybody listening up in Hillview, we should be up there in about 15 minutes. But I'd just like to tell you of the shows during the week. Tomorrow we'll be in Lismore Park. Thursday we'll be in Ballybeg. Friday we'll be in John's Park. Next Monday we'll be on the Cork Road, and next Tuesday in Larchville. And if anybody wants to come along and see us, they're very, very welcome. I'm sure they'll enjoy the show, and of course it's specifically aimed at children, but the shows that we've put on so far, the adults who have been there have told us that they've very much enjoyed the show. So if you're in these areas at all, please come along and bring your kids. I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Okay, Ronan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Aidan.
Reports so far indicate that it's an excellent show from Ballybrick and Ferrybank, Rice Park and places like that. Okay, on with the music, and this one is by Department Des, and it's Victor.
Is Vic there?
That was Is Vic There by Department S. And thanks again to Ronan Dowley, member of the cast of Elephants on the Moon, who is now hurrying off to Hillview, where he'll be appearing at about 7:30. The opening record tonight, for your information, was No More Heroes from the Stranglers from a couple of years back. And the next record is by Freddie White. It's Tenderness on the Block. And it's a request for Eta and Willie Sheehan of 37 Ballybeg from Sandra, Celine, Michael, Gary and Mary. And it's for the best parents in the world. So here's Freddie White for you.
Mama, where's your pretty little girl tonight? Trying to run before she can walk. That's right, she's going out. She's got a young man waiting. She's going out. She's got a young man waiting. Wide eyes, she'll be streetwise. She'll find true love and tenderness on the block. Daddy, don't you ask her when she's coming in. And when she's home, don't ask her where she's been. She is going out. She's got a young man waiting. Keep a young man waiting. She'll be okay. Let her have her day. Cause it's a long way. Yes, it's a long walk. And she'll find true love and tenderness on the block. It hurts to see her go. She's got a mind of her own. You know she's all grown up. She's got a young man waiting. She's all grown up. Can't keep a young man waiting. She was wide-eyed. Now
coffee and I sip my tea and we're sitting here playing so cool, thinking what will be, but it's getting kind of late now. Oh, I wonder if you'll stay now, stay now, stay now, stay now, or will you just politely say goodnight. I move a little closer to you, not knowing quite what to do, and I'm feeling all fingers and thumbs. I spill my tea. Oh, silly me. It's getting kind of late now. I wonder. Stay now, stay now, stay now, or will you just
That was Will You by Hazel O'Connor, in my opinion one of the best singles of 1981. And before that we had Freddie White with Tenderness on the Block. The time is just now 7:30, and for your information we're only on VHF because the medium wave is off the air until about 9 o'clock. The next record is Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and is requested for Mrs. Cudahy of 53 Dial Street from Donna, Tommy and Jean, and for Mrs. Murphy of 50 Dial Street from Denise Murphy. Okay, Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
You are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their fathers have did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
That your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and be them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Teach Your Children by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I have with me Martin Keneally in the studio, who's here to review the new poetry book by Dermot Bulger. Martin, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Aidan. Before I begin the review, I should mention that Maurice Scully, whose Love Poems and Others I reviewed last week, was won a Macaulay Fellowship and the Arts Council bursaries, which were announced last week. So congratulations, it's deserved. Like Maurice Scully, Dermot Bulger visited Waterford to read for Arts for All last spring. He's also the publisher behind Raven Books, though judging by the quality of the poems in this book, called Fingless Lilies, he would find little difficulty in being published elsewhere. Garth Fitzgerald's hobby as a child was working out train timetables, from train timetables, how to reach various European cities in the shortest time. At one stage, I thought that such people could be described as having one-track minds, terrible pun, but at the risk of being accused of one-track mind, I must say that the dominant elements in the major poems by Bulger are sexuality and the city. Sexuality is a rather difficult theme for poetry. It's difficult to find a medium between bawdy limericks and the claustrophobic images of oases and deserts and plucked flowers which occur in poems from all female boarding schools. Bulger manages to find words and images which don't surrender to prudishness, but still keep the ambiguity which makes it worthwhile reading a poem more than once. For example,
In a poem describing a girl, he says, "She's frozen there, imagining the swish, breaking the static of the blocked-up night, surrendering awkwardly to a childish wish." These lines are from The Country Girl, a fine poem in four parts. Or the first section of three pages from a diary. Three pages from a diary, section one, Wednesday, February 6th, 1980. Umbrellas like dandelion tops, blown inside out by the breeze. She loves me, she loves me not. Awake all night thinking back about that lunchtime picnic, clouds leaning over the park, and the wind through our hair, our feet stamping clear puddles into swirling.